This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, it's just days away. Decision 22, we've been talking about it for the last number of days, and we continue. I mean, there's going to be a lot of news to get back to when the election's over, but I know that you're very keenly interested in what's going on. And my next guest follows this stuff about as closely as anybody that I know, and I always have appreciated his perspective. Sometimes he sees things that other people don't. Governor Mike Huckabee rejoins us. And, Governor, you've kind of got a big investment in Decision 22. Let's start with your home state of Arkansas. What's that governor's race shaping up like?
You know, I truly believe my daughter, Sarah, is going to win that race, and it could be as much by 20 points. I don't want to get overconfident because there's a real effort on the part of the Democrats to try to boost their candidate. It's been pretty aggressive. But at the same time, Sarah has played a very smart, disciplined, focused campaign, and I just cannot imagine that she's anything but a winner.
Yeah.
And could be as much as 20 points.
Well,
I'm hoping.
What number does she have to get to beat Dad's best election?
She'd have to get right at 60.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
keep in mind, that back when Democrats ran everything.
That's true.
So I like to say that I had to play the role of Ginger Rogers back in the day. Backwards high heels. Not literally. This was before trends became
so popular. I was about to say, Governor, I'm not sure you can make that joke anymore.
Yeah, people will take it literally.
I do not want to see you in high heels. I'm just putting it out there. No, no thanks.
It's only happened once, and then I'll be in orthopedic care for 6 months.
True. All right. Well, let's talk about some of these other races. Now, the Senate, what's your read on where we are with Ohio, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada? I know we got to hold Ohio, and I think that J.D. Vance will do that. But what are the toss-up states look like to you from what you can tell?
I think we win every single one of them. I think we keep Wisconsin. Ron Johnson wins there over Mandela Barnes. I think it's going to be a much better night than any of the prognosticators are predicting. And everyone's saying, you know, we're going to barely win the Senate. We're going to get a few seats in the House. I truly believe it will be different than that, mainly because people have come to realize that there is a very clear difference between not only how we assess the problems, but how we see the answers. And the Democrats are saying, the only thing that matters is that I want to make sure that a woman has a right to shred the baby in her body.
Yeah,
that's all they got. And
Governor, ran for governor however many times. You ran for president twice. You've been around campaigns. You've campaigned on behalf of people.
Yeah.
I've followed the presidential stuff pretty closely since, you know, just about Nixon. I've never seen an election cycle where the one team that was the incumbent team literally had zero message for any of the top four issues that polls are showing the people care about. I mean, if you ask, well, where does abortion rank? Well, it started out right after Dobbs. I think it was in the low teens, maybe 12%, something like that. It's down like 3% in the last issues of importance poll that I saw. And yet, the economy hasn't gone anywhere. Inflation hasn't gone anywhere. Gas prices, grocery prices, national security, border, fentanyl, all these things outrank that. Violent crime. And literally, you never can get a Democrat to talk about any of those issues. Lee Zeldin had to take it to halftime with Kathy Hochul before she would even utter the word criminal in the debate that they had in New York this week.
Well, it's very true that they don't have a message for the real problems. Kevin, keep in mind, every single American goes and fills up his or her tank every single week. I mean, you just go get
gas. Some of them will be doing it on the way to the polling place.
Yeah, exactly. And they're going to feel it. Every family has to go buy groceries. And every family knows that the cost of bacon, bread, butter, and beef is up substantially than it was before Joe Biden took office. Now, you say, well, it's not Joe's fault. Well, a whole lot of it is, because his war on energy has jacked up the price of everything. People aren't stupid. They know that the cost of the groceries they buy are in part up because the cost of getting it to the store has gone up so dramatically. And people just aren't as stupid as the Democrats play them to be.
Well, and the thing is, a lot of these people that have gotten the nomination for the Republicans this go-around are not your typical establishment people either. And they're going to be much more focused, it's my feeling, on the America First agenda, which kind of puts all of these issues front and center. I mean, if you think about what Trump ran on in 16, it was about fixing a really broken economy and getting America back to health financially and national security wise and the border and everything else. That all has come rushing back with great fervor under Joe Biden. And it seems like the people, most of the people that will be running for the Republicans on election night are pretty much Trump endorsees across the board. And these are going to be people, they're going to think differently than Mitch McConnell has in the past. I love Mitch for what he did on judges, but we've got to have a better track record in 2024, or the people will not put up with it.
Yeah, Republicans, if they get the House and the Senate, had better show up with some results. Now, granted, they're not going to be able to pass legislation that Joe Biden will sign. He'll veto everything they send to him. But if they don't unleash some serious investigations into China ties with Hunter and the Biden family and how much money Joe got as the big guy, if they don't do some serious investigation into the FBI and the DOJ and find out, was there criminal activity at the highest levels of the Justice Department in trying to stage a coup d'etat against the sitting president and before that a candidate for president? If there's not some serious efforts put forth to unveil how much did Fauci and others know about Wuhan, how much did they cover for the money that they had spent trying to create gain-of-function research? These are just a few of the issues out there. And if they don't do something about that, then we're going to lose everything in 24. So I hope Mitch understands this is no time to be polite and just go to the cocktail parties and enjoy the fellowship of some swells up in D.C. But we're expecting results.
Yeah. Well, along those lines, you know, he kind of took a dig at this incoming Senate class in a direct reference, I think, to Herschel Walker. But I think he kind of threw J.D. Vance and Dr. Oz and the rest of them kind of in that basket when he was talking about what a poor set of candidates we had, poor quality of candidates we had. But Governor, if you see them in their debates, Herschel Walker abused Reverend Warnock on oratory, and Dr. Oz certainly handled a very diminished John Fetterman, and J.D. Vance is a great communicator, period. He's just a great storyteller. So how have these candidates been so poor? What's he seeing that I didn't see?
Well, he didn't. Here's what I'd want him to say. We really need to get rid of Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski.
Thank you.
I mean, if you want to talk about some ineffective senators, why don't we get the ones that go pony up to the Democrats and give the liberals a boost? I'd rather get rid of them. I'm happy to have Herschel Walker, J.D. Vance, Dr. Oz, Blake Masters. Give me all those guys. Give me the dude in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I'm for all of them, because every one of them have a gut. Every one of them have some convictions and core values, and they may say some things that sometimes make me cringe, but I don't care. They're going to vote like I believe will help this country. And if we can trade them for Mitt Romney and send him packing back to Utah, then God bless us. Let's do it.
Yeah. No argument there for me. And it's sad that Mike Lee is having to fight for his life in Utah, but Mitt Romney's just sitting off in the corner grinning. And I just can't believe People remember you and Mr. Romney have a bit of a history in the presidential ranks. So the we take everything with a grain of salt. But I was firmly Team Huck in all those years. Very good. All right, watch Huckabee tonight. Huckabee today. Saturday night, 8 and 11, and then again Sunday night, same times on TBN. Governor, always great to check in with you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was already, I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. You know, one of the things that is unique about my microphone in the space of talk radio, and it's not a very big universe. There's only about 200, 300 significant talk radio personalities in the country. But one of the things that I really, really think is important to do is to bring in female voices. We work in an industry that is programmed to audience targeted to, etc., you know, 45-year-old males. And I feel like if we only talk to men in talk radio, we miss out on more than half of the wisdom that's still out there. And my next guest is no exception to this rule. In fact, she's one of the very reasons why I think it is so important that we have this broader dialogue. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, a longtime Fox News senior medical contributor, but also someone that has brought her expertise to radio, and very grateful that she helped us launch the medical night for Radio Night Live. Nicole, I saw a piece by you that wasn't published by Fox News. In fact, it was in a paper that I had not seen you published in before. And it dealt with what is, I think, maybe one of the more under-talked about, but certainly, you know, front of mind kind of issues as it relates to the Senate race in Pennsylvania. And that is the real condition of someone like John Fetterman to do the job that he is asking the voters of Pennsylvania to trust him to do. And even in the debate that he had with Dr. Oz, it appeared that he had trouble with simple syntax, things like good evening or good night, things like shortening words that you kind of understood what he meant, but you didn't really fully say it. And you brought up something in your piece in The Guardian, or I'm sorry, The Daily Mail, sorry, I didn't mean to make that mistake, that really kind of expounds on this. First of all, why did you choose to write about this? Why did you think it was important to write about this?
Well, Kevin, so first of all, this isn't my first piece with Daily Mail. I'm actually a contributing writer for Daily Mail and have been for some time. However, you know, talking about Lieutenant Governor Fetterman, you know, that's a controversial topic because you don't want to be called out for someone who's picking on someone who potentially has a disability or some sort of medical condition. And that's 100% not what this piece is whatsoever. And in fact, I don't think that all political candidates should have to actually divulge their medical records to people. I respect medical privacy. What I've been seeing with Fetterman and why I decided to write about it is because his campaign, first of all, they have not been wholly transparent since he had his stroke in May. It actually was several days after he had a stroke before they even told the public that he had it. They waited until after he secured the Democratic nomination before revealing that he had the stroke. So I found this behavior to be somewhat deceptive. And then again, they haven't been transparent about some of his medical conditions that led up to the stroke. And recently, when you've seen the Inquirer and other media publications are calling on Fetterman to release his medical information, his medical documents, so that people can get an idea of how well he's physically and mentally doing heading into the election time, the campaign has not done so, but rather what they have done is they've released a few doctor's notes. And those doctor notes, to be honest, have been pretty full of hyperbole, essentially just giving him a clean bill of health, saying he's fully fit to serve in public office and he'll have no restrictions. And because they wrote that is why I felt compelled to write about that, because especially after watching the debate last night, you know that it's just not true.
Well, let me pause you there, because first of all, the controversy, you're absolutely right. I have a hard time getting people to comment in the political arena on the significance of the types of challenges he's facing. And Nicole, like yourself, I don't think that medical personnel or personal details always have to be given and so forth. But I do think that when you're asking the people to entrust you with that job, that there are basic fundamental things about that job that you just need to be capable of doing. And if you have trouble with cognizant understanding of spoken language and able to communicate in kind of reverse form, to me, that is a significant issue as to whether or not I would vote for someone for that position. I'm not saying that makes me right. I'm just saying that's the way I process, you know, the thought about it. So I appreciate the fact that you took it on. I did look at with some fascination at your classification of those doctor's notes and found them to be kind of interesting on what you argued there. But you went much deeper. You actually said that there are some things about his condition that were actually kind of brought on by his own behavior or his own habits.
Well, that's right, Kevin. And, you know, unfortunately, we have a lot of Americans out there who are living with medical conditions that are not being treated at all, or they're being undertreated. And John Fetterman is no different. And to his self-admittingly, this is all from his mouth or from his campaign, the reasons or the events that led to his stroke was that he had been diagnosed with an abnormal rhythm in his heart called atrial fibrillation. Now, atrial fibrillation, that abnormal rhythm, puts someone at a significantly increased risk of stroke, which is why it is aggressively treated. It's either treated with medication to try and get the heart in normal rhythm, and if they can't do that, or if they can't cardiovert it or kind of send an electric signal to do that, then they give the person blood thinners to reduce their risk of stroke. Now, John Fetterman admitted that he kind of didn't follow his doctor's recommendations and he didn't have the treatment, and which is what led to his stroke. And unfortunately, once someone has a stroke, they're at high risk to have another stroke, especially if they don't follow doctor's orders. So the question is, did this stroke, was this the one and done where John Fetterman is now is going to take all of his doctors seriously? I mean, I would hope so. I think most people would be that way. But these doctor's notes truly leave a lot to the imagination. And one thing that I noted was he said that, well, the heart rate was normal for John Fetterman. Well, that's good. Well, what about his rhythm? I want to know, is he still in atrial fibrillation? How is his heart functioning? And again, it's not because I want to know, because I'm intrinsically curious. It's just that if the Fetterman campaign feels the need to put out these doctor's notes saying he has a clean bill of health, I think they're leaving a lot to imagination, and really they haven't answered questions like, is he still in atrial fibrillation? That's what caused his stroke in the first place.
Yeah. And you point out that there are other people serving in public policy that have atrial fib, and you know, they take their medication and they go on with their life. And that's
kind of, and President Biden's the most famous one right now who lives with atrial fibrillation every day. But on that physical that he releases every single year, his doctor comments on the fact that, by the way, he's still in atrial fibrillation and this is what we're doing. That's being fully transparent. And if the Fetterman campaign wants to be transparent with their voters and they want to release medical information, that's what they need to do.
Yeah. Well, and I think that I think there are a lot of things when they look in the rearview mirror on this campaign they'll have wished they had done differently. This is probably going to be one of those. All right, interesting stuff. When we come back, should the CDC have put that child's COVID vaccine on the list? We'll talk to Nicole Sapphire about it next.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A train crossed from North Korea into Russia on Friday, 2 days after the United States said it had information indicating Pyongyang is covertly supplying Russia with artillery shells for its war in Ukraine, according to a Washington think tank. China will persevere with its dynamic clearing approach to COVID-19 cases as soon as they emerge, health officials said on Saturday, adding that measures must be implemented more precisely and meet the needs of vulnerable people.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Nicole Sapphire, my special guest. And Nicole, always appreciate your candidness. You are one of these doctors that people have come to trust because you give us the straight truth and everyone knows it. But I also know that in addition to your medical duties, you are a committed mom and you've got kids at different ages and different stages of life. And I don't know what your reaction was. But the CDC this last week said, they took a vote. They said, no, we're going to put the COVID vaccine on the required list that we're suggesting for schools to use across the country. And immediately, my bride and some of her friends began asking me, does that mean we're going to have to do it? I know that, you know, you've had thoughts about the effectiveness of the vaccine and different things related to the mandates. What is your view about the CDC putting this out there? And what do you think the proper response should be by school districts nationwide?
Well, unfortunately, I think the fact that the CDC voted to, well, the ACIP voted and then the CDC confirmed putting the COVID vaccine and boosters on the recommended childhood vaccination list, the fact that they put that on there with other proven life-saving vaccines, measles, mumps, polio, and others, it really tampers with vaccine hesitancy. And at this point, the CDC themselves are probably the strongest driver of vaccine hesitancy, because you're putting forth boosters and vaccines in children that have little to no data at all on the efficacy and safety, especially the updated. They've also recently updated saying 5 years and older can get the new Omicron bivalent booster. Well, they said that without any data. So the fact that they're putting that on the official immunization recommendations without any data, it completely negates the decades of data we have on the other vaccines. So I personally do not believe that they should have put it on there. And what is that going to do? Well, I mean, we live in New Jersey. You do, I do. And I can tell you, if you go to the New Jersey Department of Health, when you look up the required vaccinations for public school children, it essentially cites the CDC recommended immunization schedule. So do I think that they are going to also require the COVID vaccines and boosters for kids to go to school? You know, I don't. I think a lot of districts have even gotten away from requiring the flu shot, even though that is a recommendation from the CDC. You still see required flu shots in childcare settings and preschool settings. So will they also be requiring the COVID shot? It's possible. It is wholly possible. And the fact that you have the White House and the CDC saying, well, we don't make up the rules, we don't mandate them, that is completely BS, and that is just they're just passing the buck, not wanting to take the blame, because they 100% know that by putting it on those updated immunization schedules, that districts can absolutely mandate it from there.
Yeah. Well, your colleague, Dr. Macari, has been speaking out on this too. And the idea that early in the vaccination process, and to your credit, and Dr. Siegel and Dr. Macari and Dr. Nishwat, to all four of your credit, none of you went along with mandates. And you said from the beginning that the data was the data and it showed what it showed. But as other press outlets began to increasingly kind of boost the claims. I mean, Rachel Maddow went so far as to say that if everybody got vaccinated, COVID would just be eliminated. And she's not a doctor, but this was the kind of discussion point that was going on in a lot of the mainstream and left-of-center media sources. And I'm just curious, have they destroyed completely the idea that our public health officials are going to be able to be trusted by the average, you know, Joe and Susie American anymore?
Well, I think that, unfortunately, trust in our public health entities has diminished throughout the last 2 years, not just because of the vaccines, but for a plethora of other reasons as well. School closures, lockdowns, face masks, et cetera, you name it. And I think that for some reason they're continuing to double down, especially when it comes to the updated boosters. And, you know, is it because the White House just purchased 180 million doses of the updated bivalent booster, and right now only 19 million have been distributed? Sure, they're going to do their PR campaign. You put President Biden on TV yesterday getting his updated bivalent booster just a couple of months after he just had COVID. Not to mention, he had two boosters before that. CDC Director Walensky got her updated COVID booster a month ago, and oh, guess what? She has COVID. So what are we doing this for? At this point, all boosters should be tailored on a risk base. I agree that President Biden should probably get a booster because he's turning 80 next month. He is the highest risk. And just like when I talk about breast cancer, you know, you can live a healthy life. That's going to decrease your risk of cancer. But really, being a woman and getting older, there's nothing you can do about that. And that puts you at high risk. Mm. The same goes with COVID. You can get a booster every month if you want to. But just being an older person, that puts you at high risk for a severe outcome of COVID.
All right. Well, that's helpful to understand, and we appreciate it. Nicole, always appreciate your insights. Thanks for being here.
And thank you so much for having me, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love me.
Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. In just a matter of days, it is going to be Decision 2022. We've been talking for the last number of weeks about all of the preparation that has gone into this election, and we've taken snapshots from races across the country as to what's going on in the districts, and there's a very interesting congressional race shaping up in the first congressional district of New Hampshire, not New Jersey or New York, two of the states I talk about a lot. But today, a little bit north of there in New Hampshire, and Caroline Leavitt rejoins us. You may remember she was with us just a few weeks back as the campaign was in the throes of the hot summer doldrums. But Caroline, over the last probably 3 weeks, but more specifically the last 72 to 96 hours, polls across the country are detecting this surging support for anything but what is currently in office, and it, particularly amongst independents, people are moving to the Republican column in great numbers. And I'm curious, first of all, welcome back, but I'm curious, what is it like on the ground there in New Hampshire?
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Kevin, for having me again. And what's going on the ground in New Hampshire is reminiscent of what's taking place across this country, which is a massive red wave and a real tidal shift in momentum for our party. And you can't blame voters for wanting a change right now when they are really feeling, we are all feeling, the repercussions of the Biden agenda. I'm running against Democrat incumbent. We're looking to flip the seat red. It's a tight race. We are in a dead heat statistical tie with my opponent, Chris Pappas, who has voted with Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden 100% of the time over the past 2 years. So voters are moving away from him and in our court, especially the independents, because we literally cannot afford another 2 years of this leadership and power in Washington, D.C.
When you're on the ground talking to actual voters that are living their lives and aren't, you know, politicos like you and I and watching these things on a daily basis, what do they say their biggest struggles are?
Well, in New Hampshire, first and foremost right now, it's the cost of energy. We're a cold weather state, and folks are beginning or already have filled up their foam heating oil tanks, which typically cost about $1,000 for an average-sized home in New Hampshire. It's costing folks $5,000 this winter to fill up their home heating oil tank. It's completely unaffordable. In fact, suppliers in New York and the New England region are rationing their home heating oil and telling consumers and folks in my district that they can only partially fill up their tanks because the supply is so low. This is a direct result of the Biden administration's energy policies that my Democrat opponent has supported. We are rationing heating oil for the American people. This sounds like a third world country, but it's a reality in states, cold weather states like mine. So that's the number one concern. And there's one person on the ballot in this race who is going to fight to unleash our domestic energy production, truly increase supply, and then have costs go down for consumers, and that's myself.
Yeah.
My opponent has supported the energy policies of this administration every step of the way, and he needs to be held accountable for it.
And you're hearing that from New Hampshire residents, just normal, everyday people.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm out there talking to folks in diners. I'm out there talking to them at American Legions, at Veterans Hall, in the grocery store. When I do my own groceries, you know, I'm always striking up conversation with folks. And the cost of groceries, gas, and the home heating oil challenge and shortage is a really, really scary reality when you are really choosing between heating and eating your home and eating your food. It's a legitimate problem that we're facing, and it's the number one concern I'm hearing from people on the ground.
There's no doubt. Well, and you know, I've seen some creative things being said in the campaign that maybe even states could use to get around what the federal government's doing. One of the candidates for governor in Pennsylvania has said if he gets elected, he's going to encourage independent conscription with European states to let a Pennsylvania fracking product go to them directly. They're going to make money off of it, and it's going to bring down the cost of energy in Pennsylvania directly. I'm thinking that more of New England and more of the energy-dependent states, especially in the cold weather, need to be thinking along those lines, because we can't rely on an administration that is hostile to Americans having control of their own energy.
Right. Well, we certainly can't rely on their plan, right, which is long-term, total reliance on renewable energy, which we know is completely unsustainable and unrealistic. I mean, you look at California, Gavin Newsom telling his citizens in his state that they cannot purchase certain types of vehicles after 2035. I mean, that's communism. And California can't even keep their lights on right now as it is. Their grid is already being totally overworked. And so the American people are smart enough to recognize this, and we just need to relay to them, right? There's one party that wants to truly see costs go down. My Democrat opponent, his solution is to continue tapping into the strategic reserves that the Biden administration has been doing it, and he applauds that, and that's shameful to me that he supports depleting our emergency reserves that should be there for wartime to see prices go down before election season. That's disqualifying in itself.
It is really discouraging when the president keeps talking about nuclear Armageddon, that somebody on his team would say, well, let's use up our reserves in advance of that. Like,
exactly.
Seriously, what are you even thinking about? Okay, Caroline, it's the final few days before the election. What's your closing argument as you're going door to door and you've had your debate? What's your closing pitch to the voters of New Hampshire for you this year?
The closing pitch is to ask them, are you better off, you know, today than you were 2 years ago when Joe Biden came into the White House and our opponent was elected? And the answer always unequivocally is no. And I tell voters, do you want 2 more years of this? Rising cost of gas, rising cost of groceries, being unable to heat your home, our small business community suffering. Fentanyl is plaguing our communities. People are dying at record rates in our state. We have to make a change. We cannot afford another 2 more years of leadership. And so it's my hope to be that strong conservative vote that we need for our great Live Free or Die state and to help change the direction of this country in the process as well.
Yeah, I know. That's a very powerful and compelling argument. Caroline Leavitt is her name. She's running for the 1st Congressional District in New Hampshire. And, friends, if you want to support these types of people, and every state in the union, by the way, is going to be benefited by every common-sense congressional representative that we have. So even if she's not in your state, and you would like to help her succeed, where do they go, Caroline, to help fill the coffers in these final days or maybe even volunteer to walk a neighborhood for it?
Yes, please. And we do need all of the support. This is one of the top 5 LIFT districts in the entire country, and we are tied neck and neck in the polls. We don't take any vote for granted, and Boston TV is very expensive. We're spending $500 million a week right now on ads. So if you need the support, go to carolineforcongress.com. That's Caroline with a K, forcongress.com. And thank you so much for having me, Kevin. God bless you.
Yeah. There she goes. Caroline Leavitt, Caroline for Congress, K-A-R-O-L-I-N-E, carolineforcongress.com. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Once again, from the New Music Spotlight stage, it's Thomas Rhett.
My dashboard, shoes on my floorboard, lived in that old Chevrolet. We were two roman candles, too hot to handle, two hearts that couldn't be tamed. Yeah, we knew what was coming and left it all like it was nothing. Over time kept on running and running away. Yeah, what can I say? We had our hopes up and the windows down, falling fast in a one lane. Never seen a brighter green in those eyes, and I put my jacket on your shoulder, wishing the weather wasn't getting colder. Letting you go, holding on to each other, closing our eyes, saying slow down, summer. I was begging those leaves, don't go changing on me. Friday night lights stay away. But the 4th of July was just smoke in the sky, and our sunburns were starting to fade. Yeah, we knew what was coming and left it all like it was nothing. Over time, kept on running and running away. Yeah, those were the days we had our hopes up and the windows down, falling fast in a one-lane town. Tangled up with you left on my mind. Never seen a brighter green.
Not high with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.